You got it? Daf Lamehame Beis.
Yep.
Am Rabbi Avo, Am Rabbi Yochman, Kol Isurin Shabbatoira, Kol Isurin Shabbatoira. When it comes to all Isurin Shabbatoira, Ein Hetem Mitzdarf L'Isur Chutz Meisuri Nazir. Sharei Amra Torah Mishras. It says the word Mishras. Okay, so over here we're thinking a tremendous chiddush. When it comes to Kol, let's say a person has Nevela, eats Nevela. And he has in front of him, he has a chatzi shir, chatzi kazayis. And Rabbi Chaim Malka is feeding the veil, he needs to have a kazayis. Let's say he eats only a chatzi zayis. What is the halacha? He's potter. Right? Because whether you hold that chatzi shir osimeter, chatzi osimeter, chatzi osimeter, if he only had a chatzi zayis, he's potter, he did not eat a shir, because let's say he has a chatzi zayis of nevela. And he has the chatzis and zayis of kosher meat. And he puts the two together. So right now he's eating one full kazayis. Half of it is also half is mutter. So what is the halacha? You potter. In order to be chayef for eating a nevela, or for that matter for chelef, or any dover also the chotar kula, you have to eat the full sheer kazayis. Correct? Now, Shaul, you there? You're the only one that's here. So, you're the only one that's here tonight.
Who's that mobile
before? No, he doesn't come. He doesn't want to come. He's sitting on the other side of the base marriage. He doesn't want to come.
Okay, I'm here.
So a person, when it comes to nevela, the person needs nevela. The person has to have the full share of nevela. If a person, and what is the shear? Kazayas. What happens if a person needs a chatzi zayas of nevela? He's potter. What happens if a person has a chatzi zayas of nevela together with the chatzi zayas of kosher? Person eats a full kazayas, but half of that kazayas is nevela, is kosher. Potter. In order to be chayv, you have to have a full shear, a full kazayas of nevela. You potter. The exception is when it comes to nazir. When it comes to nazir, then you have to have. You can be mitzaref a chatzi zayis of nevela, with a chatzi zayis of yayin of grapes, with a chatzi zayis of a davar heter, and you're going to be chayif. You mitzaref iser with heter to make the sheer kazayis. This is unique halacha to nazir. Does not apply to any other halacha in the Torah except the next time. We'll say it'll apply to pigle as well. But let's see here. Nachman Gemara. Am Rabbi Avo. Am Rabbi Yochanan. Kol isurim shabatar ein heter misaf leiser. Chutz mi isuri nazir. Sheharei amr toira mishras. What does it mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says sheharei amr toira mishras. V'chol mishras l'rabbi she'ilu lo havi isuri nazir kashir. Let's say you don't have a full shear of iser. The heter mashlima l'kazayis, and a davar hamutter is going to be mashlim to the shear kazayis shuchayiv. Okay, that's a tremendous chiddush. Tosfos does not even comment on this. Then we go to Ziri. Ziri says there's another example. Amar af. Ziri says another halacha. You say the same exact principle. Af soor beval taktiru. Rashi, Zirim Av Sar Baltatir, Shilu Ain Bisar Kazayas, the Isa Mashlimul Kazayas Shukhaev, the Ivan Mishum Shnemakol Sovichal Dvashlo Saktini Minu Yisha Lashem. You're not allowed to burn on the Mizbeach yeast, you're not allowed to put on the Mizbeach Chomets. All the Menachos you put on the Mizbeach, the Kemitza has to be not Chomets, no Sar, no yeast. What is the Shear? The Shear is going to be, let's assume it's going to be, as it says, it's a Kazayas. Let's say you have a chatzi zayis, you put on the mizbech your potter. Let's say you take a chatzi zayis of sa'or with a chatzi zayis of natsa, you put the two together. So you have now a kazayis, but of the kazayis you put on the mizbech, you only have a chatzi shir, chayiv. Because this is going to be the second exception in the Torah where we're going to mitzadef iser leheter. Okay? Now, let's take a look over here at Tosfos, how Tosfos is on the Gemara. Chayisvis and Daflam Advov Omer Aleph Ein Heter Mitzdarf Liyisur Im Ochal Chatzi Zayis Basav Chatzi Zayis Chelif Ein Oy Chay. Generally speaking, person has a Chatzi Zayis of Isur Chatzi Zayis of Heter. You're not Chayiv. Chutz Minozir Shari Omer Torah V'chol Mishras Anovim Lo Yishte Kolayma Shemshara pitoy b'yayin. Let's say you dip your bread in wine. V'yesh boy mipas u'miyayin k'dei litzdarv k'zayis chayif. The yayin itself is not a kezayis. It's not a revius. And the pas is not, it's irrelevant what the size of the pas is, but the pas is going to take you over the top to reach the shear of a kezayis, you're going to be chayif. Hachi dar shinon besamach the ego kezayis miyayin luchudei kol amali. If I have a shear of yayin, I don't need a pasuk. U'miyitur de mishras dar shinon lo hachi v'loi mikol. The ribui comes from the word mishras, not from the word kol. Period. The ain ligur is masha kos v'svarim mishras v'chol mishras. That is masha the mikol hashin lo. The imkain lifrach at rabbi avod nami kaman.
What is it saying? The ain ligur is masha kos v'svarim mishras.
We're not, the drasha is not from the word kol. The drasha comes from the word mishras. The word itself.
Ain ligur is masha kos v'svarim mishras.
The ain ligros mashkos b'svar mishras v'chol mishras. Do not read. There's a gears which says in the pasuk. It could have said in the pasuk mishras, but it doesn't say mishras. Instead, it says v'chol mishras. When you go like that, it's mashma that the word kol is the makar for the drasha.
So he's saying no.
No, that's not correct. The word kol we'll use for a different drasha. The drasha here to be the drasha here to marba is the word mishras. Mashkos are mishav chol mishras. The have mashon the mikol hashila. No, the imkain lifrachat Rabbi Avod Nami command kari laws of the darsh kol. That's another piece of gemara. We'll get to later on.
The afil. You learn from something else.
It's a different drasha. Shlomi Rabinowitz. Where that flamed
from it out. Mishras superfluous.
It's not superfluous. Mishras. It's a unique. It's not superfluous. It's a unique word.
So let us know that even if it's soaked, even if it doesn't have the amount of kzayis,
but you can combine the iser together with heter to have a shear for which now you can.
If not for the word mishras, I would have thought no.
It's like a regular standard halacha b'chol tara kula that in order to be chayv, you have to have a full shear of iser. You cannot combine iser together.
And usually
with
something usually a thing that is soaked in wine usually doesn't absorb.
Let's give an example.
Aksayis.
What do you mean?
One second, but wine is a revius.
So you ask a very good question. So the shear of a yayin is a revius, not a kezayis. So what is the? How come we're intermixing? We're mingling.
Yeah.
The shear of a kezayis. I don't know the answer.
Let me ask you. In technically, yeah. Revius in quantity, which is more, kezayis or revius?
A revius is basically in
what
volume.
What is revius? Revius lug?
A revius of a lug. Halacha l'maaseh, a revius basically is double a kezayis. There are two kezayis. A revius, we hold today revius to be approximately 3 ounces.
It's machlokes, no?
It's a big machlokes. Rabbi Yashiv wrote, I have it in the same.
I think Rabbi Chaim Noz said, Rabbi
Yashiv said 2.9, which is really 3. We're 3. Rabbi Yashiv said that Rabbi Chaim Noz is the Pesach Acharon, Rabbi Yashiv is the Gadol Hador, and he said that Rabbi Chaim Noz is the Pesach Acharon, and he says the bottom line is, 3 ounces is the shear of a revius. Rabbi Yashiv, yeah, there's 2.9.
Did you know there's a chuvah in the Baal Divrei Yod? There's a chuvah in Divrei Yod, some Rebbe.
Yeah, what did he say?
I just heard this phrase, a much smaller shear, under 3 ounces.
Under 3 ounces.
Something.
Okay, good, whatever.
Much less than Ram Chaim Noah. Yeah, okay.
Okay, let's work with the principle that the shear of a revius is 3 ounces. Rabbi Yashiv. Ordinarily, when you're dealing with the davar b'chol ha'toyra kula, when a person, in order for it to be chayiv malkos, now there's another sugya, chatzi shir osam in ha'toyra. Put that aside. We're not discussing. We're talking about chayiv malkos. In order for a person, it's not malchus.
But there's no einish.
So machloikis, right? The machloikis if chatzi shir is osam in ha'toyra or not. Forget about that. Even if you'll tell me chatzi shir is awesome in Atari, there's no chiyuv malkos unless you have a full shir.
Yeah.
What is the full shir of liquid? A revius. What is the full shir of a solid? A kezayis.
So why here?
A kezayis halacha l'maisa, the displacement, the liquid displacement of a solid of a kezayis is approximately a half of a revius. It's approximately 1.5 ounces. If you take a halachic kezayis and you do a liquid displacement of a kezayis, it comes out to approximately 1.5 ounces. That basically means that a revius is double the volume of a kezayis. There are two kezayis in a revius.
the shiur.
I'm sorry, what are you saying?
Drink a kazayas volume, it's not...
No, it's not the shiur. Liquid needs a revius. You need to drink, you need now maloy lug, this thing called maloy lugma, a roi revius. In order to be yoytzei kiddush lechatchilo, you only need to be yoytzei roi, which is 1.6. Right, and maloy lugma is 1.6, which basically is one kazayas. One kazayas, which is a revius, is two kazayasim. Memel a kazayis and two kazayisim is 3. A roiv revius is 1.6. To be yoytzei kiddush lechatchila, you need to start off with 3 ounces of yayin and drink most of it 1.6. That's very little. It's a very, very small amount.
And the simon is a cheekful of...
So how do you measure a cheekful? It's very hard to measure a cheekful. It's 1.6. L'chatchilu, you make Kiddush. It's a standard. Oig melech habashon, you follow...
You just read my mind. Even
you follow a regular person's cheek. The bottom line is, halacha l'mais, when you make Kiddush, you have to have... How much wine must you start off with? You have to start off with making the Kiddush or Havdalah on a revius. A revius is 3.
Much smaller than 3 ounces.
Three ounces is very, very little. You'd be surprised how little it is.
Yeah.
3 ounces is very little. Rabbi Yashiv says, I'm telling you, 3 ounces is a revius.
What is a shot glass? 1 ounce?
1 ounce. 1 ounce.
So two more of those.
Two more. Take 3 of those shot glasses. That is those 1 ounce. Well, those 1 ounce shot glasses.
Shot glasses, you don't even know if you...
Three shot glasses is a revius. You must start out making kiddush, and then lichatchila, you have to drink at least 1.6. You don't make a bracha acharina, by the way. If you make havdalah on 3 ounces and you only drink 1.6, you don't make a gefil al priagofen. Because to make a gefil, you have to drink the full 3 ounces.
Did you know this is such a meeting about havdalah? I'm just digressing. Interjecting. That I saw by a rav. Well, I'm sorry.
Digress.
I'm just interjecting something. I saw a rav making havdalah and he only drinks a little. I asked him. He says he saw this when Munkach and Mitzvah when havdalah you didn't drink a revius.
You don't drink a revius. Okay, fine. I don't know. I'm not familiar. Okay, so you need now by the way bidiyaved. How much do you have to drink to be yoytze bidiyaved? First of all, if you can't drink the 1.5, someone else should drink it, or in combination. Everyone together should end up drinking at least in total 1.6.
So that means he doesn't have to drink revius.
No, you can be mistar. Right. Everyone together. No. Bidiyaved, if someone has to drink at least a mashahu. If no one drinks even a mashahu, you're not yoytze. If you go make havdalah,
even bidiyaved.
Bidiyaved, even if someone not loved after you, if someone who is being yoytze the mitzvah of Kiddush drinks at least a mashahu, or even someone else, a teeny amount. It's bidiyaved. It's not l'chatchil bidiyaved. L'chatchil, you have to drink 1.6. Bidiyaved, even a mashahu. But if no one drinks anything.
Is that mashahu even a lick?
If no one, yeah, even a lick. Okay, bidiyaved, if no one drinks anything, then you're not yoytze. If no one drinks, if sometimes you go to CC, people they make Kiddush, no one drinks it. You're not imamish or brocha levatole. You're not yoytze. You're not yoytze. We have over here in the shul these cards.
You've seen that people that some makes Kiddush, nobody drinks it. It's ridiculous. How are you, Rav Shloimeh? How are you? Good evening. When my father's chaim roch made Kiddush, he was a chazan. Friday night, you make kiddush like the minig.
Look, we have cards here. All the halachas.
So I remember.
Oh, this is Ephraim's cards.
Look, yeah, all the halachas. That, yeah. Here's a shot cup here. On the bottom it says 1 ounce.
Yeah.
1 oz.
By the way, I've seen 2 sizes. A little smaller. I've seen a little.
This is 1 ounce. It says on the bottom of the cup.
I've seen a drop smaller. Okay.
It says 1 oz. They couldn't get away with this. It says 1 oz.
That's the reason why I've had this.
3 ounces. You need 3 of these.
I had multiple shots.
Yeah.
People ask if I was vaccinated, I've had multiple shots.
Chashon vaccinated. Now it came out. Now the government admitted that the government admitted to the conspiracy theory. All over the news.
The what?
It was a lab leak. It wasn't. It's not an act of nature. It was an act. It's everyone. They all admit.
It was a deliberate.
Oh, so now they're going to the next madriga.
China.
Now the next madriga, was it intentional or was it an accident?
Everybody knew it was a leak.
No, they put you in prison if you would say that.
What did they say until now?
They would put you in prison.
What did they say until now?
They said it was an act of nature, an act of God. Now they would put you. They would mamish. Put you in prison if you would say that it was a lab leak. The mamish will come after you. They would shut you down, shut you your Twitter account, and this that. And they would come after you. Now the government officially has accepted. Of course, they knew it all along. Of course, they did it. What are you kidding? All right, let's not share now. This is not share in government. This is share in the Talmud. Okay? Here is an ounce. So over here, now let's say, now by the way, Yom Kippur, what is a kazayis? Solid.
A shot glass.
Here it is. Here's a shot glass. Here it is. 1 ounce. Stuff this with food. You stuff it up. Take as much food as
you
can possibly do.
But bread, you can put in a lot because it's,
a lot.
It's full of air.
That's right. You can stuff whatever you can stuff in here is one kazayis. Whatever you can stuff into this cup is a kazayis.
You can't put as much as bread.
You can stuff. Whatever you can stuff in here is called a kazayis. Okay, so let's say you have a Yom Kippur. The Shir Yom Kippur is more than a kazayis. There is a chesemes sagasa.
A date.
Which is more.
Is a date,
yeah. Which is much more than a kazayis. It's more than a kazayis. The Rabbanim, they tell people who have to eat Yom Kippur, they tell them they should take two of these. One liquid and one solid, and they should put as much food as they can stuff into this.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
Rabbanim who tell Bil Balabatim who have to eat on Yom Kippurim,
yeah.
They tell them to take two of these, and they tell one you fill up with liquid,
yeah.
And the other you.
What was the pshat?
Because they're not mitzvah. And one you take and you stuff this up with food. You stuff as much food as you can fit into this, and you eat everything you can eat, and you drink the other one, and then you wait 9 minutes. 9 minutes is more than
kedeach kedus pras
to chasam a chumah, tremendous chumah, because we halacha lemaisa hold that kedeach kedus pras is 4 minutes.
That's for Moshe Feinstein. No,
4 minutes.
Well,
Yashiv, the oilam was mekabel.
No, Moshe was 4 minutes.
The oilam was mekabel 4 minutes. This is the gedoli hadar. This is the pesach acharon. 4 minutes. 4 minutes is the. I'm telling you, this is the accepted.
Did not Kvayz Reb Chaim Noev that says 2 minutes?
I
think he says he does. Could be. I don't know what he says, but Rebbe Yashu, I have the book. Rebbe Yashu, the authoritative book. And this is someone
he
to
trumps
say,
sir, over Reb Shlomo Zalman.
Rebbe Yashu says this is the delta. The
no, but
delta
this is Shlomo Zalman is.
Yeah, okay. Four minutes is Kedachilus Kras. And a kazayis is the displacement, the liquid, the displacement of 1 fluid ounce. Okay. A revius are 3 fluid ounces. A mulay lugma is a roiv revius. A roiv revius 1.6. That's all you gotta know. You don't gotta know anything else but this. These are the numbers. That's all you gotta know. 1.6 and 3. Vizehu, that's not so complicated. And 4 minutes, four minutes is kedachilas pras, and the chasam sofer said 9 minutes. So lechoy the chasam sofer Yom Kippur, we wait 9 minutes, even though it's much more than you will need to wait. 9 minutes. You can probably gain 20 pounds on Yom Kippur if you go and eat every 9 minutes. You go and you eat 2 cups. Take 2 cups.
I know somebody who does that.
A very young person. Okay, Rachmana Litzlan. Okay, and what about the liquids? What is the sheer? Could they equal? Equal. So it's 4 minutes for solids. What about it? What is kedachilas pras for liquids? It's a big machloikas.
Kedachilas pras for liquids.
For liquids. For liquids, what if you drink less than 3 ounces in 4 minutes? You can't. Let's go make a parayin of fashas. You drink a revius. So you have to drink in order to be able to make a baruch acharoina. You have to drink a revius in order to make an alhamichya. You have to eat a kazayis within 4 minutes. Do you eat a kazayis in 4 minutes? You take a Danish. Take some delicious donuts that are sure leaving us.
That's the reason why people are malanger on some slave comes to matzah. Because it's very difficult. It's hard. You have to chew it.
9 minutes. Okay, can you make
it? I try to make it within 4 minutes.
Okay, it's not so much in the kazayis. You eat multiple kazayis. But was it sure of a liquid, so it's not supposed to serve. Rabbi Belsky said over, b'shem Rabbi Moshe, the shear is mipiyah shmua, 1 minute. I think it's one minute, he said, for liquids. Yeah. For liquids, the shear, I think it's the, Moshe said the shear is one
minute. And what's the shear that's mentioned in the Gemara?
The Gemara is mentioned in the Gemara. So the Mishnah, long Mishnah Berurah on this. The Mishnah is a long Mishnah Berurah, and he talks about this, what the shear is. He doesn't come out of Maskana.
And in the Gemara, there's no mention?
I don't remember.
No, but by solids, it's Kedai Chilis price.
All right, we're getting sidetracked. Let's go over here. We got to go back to the Gemara. And Daf Lamed Vav. Lamed Vav. Over here, the more of you about halacha, over here is when it comes to the very
light with the vav.
A very good light with the vav. Unbelievable. This guy knows everything. You see, tell him.
You want to finish the Tosfos here?
Yeah, so Tosfos over here says a very big yisoid. We can finish this already. Can we finish the Tosfos?
You sure?
Yeah, so right now, what's Nogeos is the basic Yisod. The basic Yisod is when it comes to Chotar Kula, in order to be Chayiv, regardless of the fact of Shchaz Sishos Min HaTorah, to be Chayiv Malkus, you have to eat a shear. What is a shear? A shear is a Kezias. A person be Chayiv Kores for eating Chelev. How much Chelev does he have to eat?
Kezias.
You got to fill this little cup. You got to take all the Chelev and fill it up and stuff it into this cup to be Chayiv. Let's say I take this cup.
Who said you have to stuff it up? Just put it.
Take away the ear. No ear space. Ear doesn't count to the shear. Okay? You have the Kezias of Chelev. Let's say I go and I take this cup and I put in the cup. I fill up halfway with Chelev. And I only have half the Chelev.
That was tired.
No, forget me right. Let's say less than the Shepachas and the Kashir. Let's say I have less than half and I fill with Shuman kosher fat.
Right.
Am I Chayiv? No.
No.
Oh, but I ate a kezias. I am mais achil a kezias.
Only when it comes to Naziris.
No. Just because you ate a full kezias, you're not mitzadef iser leheter.
Has to be a full kezias of
full kechef. There's only two exceptions. Exception number one, according to our Tanna, is the first is nazir. A nazir is not allowed to drink yayin. He's not allowed to drink yayin. He's not allowed to drink yayin. So let's say you don't have the full shear of yayin. But when you combine it together with lechem, you take a piece of bread. The yayin, let's say, is less than the shear that you need the yayin to be, whatever the shear is. And then, if it's not the shear, and then you take the bread and you dip the yayin, you take a piece of bread and you dip the bread in the yayin. So now all of the yayin has been absorbed in the bread. And the bread is a sheer kezias, and you eat the piece of bread. So now we're gonna say we're gonna be, even though the yayin itself would have been pachas mikasheer, and you would have been potter, but being that the yayin is now absorbed in the bread, so together with the yayin and the bread, you have more than the sheer.
Why did they say the bread has a kezias? What about the bread has a half a kezias? Let's say, and yes, the absorption is another kezias.
Yes, yes, correct. Also mitzarif. That's a tremendous chiddush that is unique to the laws of Nazir. Unique to the laws of nowhere else, how it is applied. Along comes Ziri, and Ziri says another exception to the rule. The other exception is going to be the case of Sa'or. You're not allowed to burn the surface of the Mizbeach yeast. Shlomi, hear the vart? You ever heard this halacha? It is categorically forbidden to offer on the surface of the Mizbeach bread, yeast, chometz. Only time you have chometz when is Shavuos.
Even when bread has yeast.
Yeast. There's two types of bread. There's yeast and there is dvash, yeast. It's a sa'or. There's no halacha of chometz. Chometz taki mutar.
And by sa'or, it's also terrible. What about dvash?
Oh. Doesn't talk about dvash. Good question. I don't know. Doesn't say.
That's what I asked the market chick. He didn't know what to say.
Ooh, wow. You stumped him. Gvaldik.
What's the question about dvash?
Your mitzvah dvash. Is dvash also mitzvah? When the Gemara says so'or. Ziri says, Ziri Omar af so'or. Beval taktiru. I don't know. Let's see the Gemara. So now it's not fine. But I'll take you. Kiman, Kreb, Lodomers. Who's this opinion? The Gemara says, Kiman, Kirebi, Elozor. This going like Rebbe Lozor, the Dorish call ki call, idarsh the word call. Now, what does that mean? Idarsh the word call, because it says in the pasuk, call se'or v'chol dvash. The word the Gemara learns that Ziri, His drasha is from the word kol, not from the word mishras.
Yeah.
Let's see over here, Toisvis. Toisvis, the Masal Zeuya, Mar Afsor, Bechol Altiru, Wash Imtik, the Chat Zeis Misor, the Chat Zeis Mimatsa, Mitzdorif, Mishum Kol Sor, Lois Altiru. Kiman, Frek the Gemara, who says, how does Zeuya understand Allah? He goes like, Kiman Kirby Lozo, the Dorish Kol. What is Zeuya referring to? Beperik Elu Oivrin. It says in the Pasuk. Kol Machmet says, Lois Achelu. What?
Why don't I see
the top line of the page, Lamed Vav and Aleph, the first word. Okay, Amar Afsar, B'chol B'Aksiv, B'Kiman, K'Rabbi Elazar, the Dorish Kol. Toisvis. Kiman, K'Rabbi Elazar, the Dorish Kol. Neperik Ein Elu Oivrin. Kol Machmet says, Lois Achelu. Chametz you may not eat. L'Rabbis, Kuta Chabavli. This is my favorite food.
Very sharp.
This you're going to get me from a Shloch Manas. Kuta Chabavli. Kuta Chabavli, the Sheikha, this is the Mishloch Manas you give. You give Kuta Chabavli, two meaning. Kuta Chabavli and Sheikha Hamadi. Okay, that's what call is coming to be Marbe. Upligi, that's what call the Yinala. Now, what's the Chiddush? What is
Sheikha
the longest?
Comes from wheat. You have Sheikha.
Barley is one of the five meaning, one of the five.
That's Machmatzes, yeah.
Upligi Rabban Alei, Uperish Rashi, Uperik Kol Elu Oivrim, the Zeiri Mefarish Habraisa, the Perik Kol Nachas, but also.
Everyone argues for a bit Maza, yeah.
And he explains there, the Zeiri Mefarish Habraisa, the Perik Kol Hamanachas, but the Ois, Hamanachas, both. Matz, name of the Perik. Kol Hamanachas, both, Matz, name of the Perik. Says in the Pasuk. Kichol Sar, Vichol Dvash, Lois Saktidu, the Tanya Hossam, Ainli Alukulam, Ekuloi. I only know when the entire thing is chametz or chametz. Miktsasa minayin, tamulem are kol. The word kol is coming to be marbe even if it's going to be miktsasa. You don't need it to be a full kezayis, even if you're a taruvis.
So even dvash also says it's also.
Let's go by it. How do you know iruvay minayin? How do you know? How do you know if it's a mixture? It's in a mixture. In other words, the iruvay tamulem are ki kol perish. Who explains? Ainli ela kol zayis period miktsasa minayin chatzi zayis minayin tamulaymar kol v'hainu heter mitzdoreif li'isra. That's the case. V'rotzalaymar chatzi zayis misaor v'chatzi zayis mimatza v'kosh l'perusha d'yimkei mifar zid l'braisa k'mosh mifar shabaya perkol menoches v'yachi kamal afuki midabaya. They dash in two words together. Even the Rabbanan dash in Kikol.
So it's the key call. It's the call.
The combination. Even the rabbanon that did not darsh. Even the rabbanon who did not darsh in koil, they do darsh in key call. They had tzvei minei drashas.
Also, it's mustar.
There's a drasha of koil and there's drasha of key call. The nihid rabbanon, the rabbanon drash acharein loy darshay. Michikol Krabulaz, Mikolakam drasha rishayna habshuta yoyse darsha Krabulaz, Mikol rabbanon darshay Mikolakam. Lekach nira. So here's the part that we need for our Gemara. This is the main thing for the Daf Yomi people. We want to tell all the people, the listeners in the cyberspace, to now is the time to wake up. We tell all those who wake up. This is the part that's necessary. What does it mean? Kuloi perush. Kol hakoymeitz. Ooh, a murder kedrasha. This is mamish. This is so good. Shloimi, you get a cigar for this. What is the shir koymeitz? When it says in the Torah,
it's two zaysim.
Oh, it's two zaysim. When you go like this, you slice. Right? You go, you put your hand in, and you go like this. How much comes
up? It
says
that you should go like this, slice.
Yes. Mm. You go in like this, and you bend three fingers,
yeah.
And you come up. And then you go like this, and you're left over. How much are you left over? Two kazesim. Two of these, yeah? It's a lot. I wouldn't think you could fit two kazesim in this. That's what it says. Two kazesim. Now, let's say you put on the mizbeach only one of the zesim. It's at least a full kazayas. Right? Ein lielo kuloi perush kol akoy meitz ayinu shnei zesim. Diko sovar ein koy meitz pochus mishnei zesim. When you put on the mizbeach, when you bring a mincha, are you a kohen?
No.
You think in another gilgul you were a kohen?
Perhaps.
Okay. Have any memories of doing this?
Maybe.
When you bring a kohen to the yoytze, the kmitza, you need two zaysim.
Otherwise, you're not
yoytze. You're not yoytze. So, memela, here's the yoytze. In order to be chayef for the violation of sa'or, you have to do it the way you do it, the right way. Right? You can't be like avodah zara. You chayef avodah zara only an avodah that the way you bring a carbon to Hashem. You have to in order to be chayef of doing and being makdir on the mizbech the wrong thing. It has to be done me'ein the way you do it the right way. So how do you bring a good carbon, a good mincha? The way you bring a good mincha is you put on the mizbeach two zeisim. The kohen, you give the kohen the bowl of flour, you mix it with oil, he slices it with his hand, he bends, he takes out two zeisim, and he puts it into a bowl. And you
now I can understand how it can help. How he is able to hold two kazesim?
How?
Because it's with oil, it becomes a rhythm more like a paste.
Could be. You stick
you
it
sure
in.
You put the oil in?
Yes, believe you have to mix it, of course.
And then you do the
first is the mixing. You slice it, you bend three fingers, you take out two zesim, and you put it in a bowl, and you bring the bowl hagasha. You touch the corner of the mizbeach, and then you bring it up the ramp, and then you take it out of the bowl and you put it on
the
fire.
With the bowl, it has to touch the corner.
First, go hagasha. Has to first touch the corner of the mizbeach.
Even though the premise is not touching it, it's just
not
the bowl.
Just the bowl. The bowl has to touch it, and then you take the bowl up the ramp of the mizbeach, and you empty out the contents of the bowl onto the fire. That's the proper way to bring a mincha. Now we're discussing in the Torah the improper way to bring
in conjunction with karbanos.
Right, carbon. Now the Torah says, I'm warning you though, don't ever bring on the mizbeach v'chol se'or v'chol dvash lo saktiru mimenu ishel Hashem. So when you're going to bring, when a person is going to make an attempt to be in violation of kichol se'or, loy saktiru, person wakes up one day and he says, ah, I have a great idea. I want today to do an avera. I want today to do the avera kichol se'or, loy saktiru mimenu yishe l'Hashem. So in order to be chayef for bringing the se'or in the mizbeach, you have to do it the way you bring a regular mincha. How do you bring a regular mincha? You put on the mizbech kmitza. How many kazesim?
Two.
So the bichayef is se'or. How many kazesim of se'or do you need to put on the mizbech? Two.
But here he's telling us no.
Kamash milan. Kol. The word kol is extra. Ki chol se'or. Why did it say the word chol? Let it just say ki se'or. Loi saktidu mimenu yisha l'Hashem. Why does the pasuk say kol se'or? To teach you even one zayas. Even one zayas. Now,
same thing, dvash also. One
even one zayas. It's a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because ordinarily, how much do you need to put on the mizbeach when you bring a mincha the correct way? Two. Tell, even if you put...
One second. When you're over, when he puts a side stump on the mizbeach?
Yeah, on the fire.
With the mincha?
No, separately.
Anytime.
First takes out of his pocket, so he puts on the mizbeach a kazayis. So the chiddush is, even one kazayis.
Whenever you bring bread, whatever, you can never put sar.
Never put sar on the mizbeach.
So not just the sar, but even if it's inside the bread.
No matter what. Sar
except
is all
and what's the chiddush?
And what's the chiddush? They're right. Correct. And what's the chiddush? The chiddush is even though the amount you put in the mizbeach is a half of the correct way. All right. Oh, but here's the problem. Even though it's a half, but at least it's a kazayas. It's a davar choshev. It's a kazayas. The correct way is two kazayasim. Now, when you're doing it the incorrect way...
But why would you think... why is that a chiddush? Mincha is two kzeisim, and any time you have a mizbeach, you're not allowed to put sa'ar. I don't understand.
No,
why would you have?
There's
why would
a
you
general
think
rule.
It to a mincha, it's to kmitza.
You learn Masechta Avodah Zarah. Masechta Avodah Zarah. There's a rule. The only time a person is chayiv misa for doing an act of Avodah Zarah is when that same exact act is done to Hashem. By a carbon, there's shchita, kabbalah, hailacha, zriga. If you take an animal and you do a shchita, a kabbalah, a hailacha, zriga, l'shem v'odazor yechayim. But let's say you... Shchita, ksher bazar. Anyone that you... the definition of an act for which a person will lose his life because he violated Avodah Zarah is defined by the way you serve Hashem. The way you serve Hashem with an animal is Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zriga. So if you do one of these four acts on an animal, the Shem Avodah Zarah, Chayiv Misa.
But there's also other ways you're not allowed to bow down to an idol.
That's another example because you bow down to Hashem. You have to define the way, the definition of Avodah Zarah is defined the way you do it to Hashem. Memela, when it comes to Sa'ar, the Torah do not offer Sa'ar on the Mizbech. If not for this drasha, we would say, listen, when you bring a mincha, how much flour do you put on the Mizbech when you bring a regular standard mincha? You make a kamitza. 2 kezesim. That's the amount that your fingers hold. 2 kezesim. So now, when you're going to make an attempt to be in violation of the Issa Daraisa, it has to be equivalent to the way you do it the correct way. And the correct way is 2 kezesim. So to be chayav loisasel, the chol so loisaktiru, it's 2 kezesim. Kamash on the drasha, kol. Kol, you know what? You don't have to go.
By the way, that part was chol loisaktiru, that says right next to my mincha?
Yes, yes, oh, okay, yes, okay, yes. Okay, okay, okay. So now that it says kol, it reduces it to half. But let me ask you a question. What about if it's less than half? Let's say it's 3/4 of a kezias. It's no, you're potter. It's no, but let's just say you do 3/4 of a kezias.
Yeah.
But why? What difference does it make? Once already you're not doing 2 full kezaisim. So what difference does it make if I do one kezias?
We just established. We've established that that sa'ar is a kezias.
What do you mean a kezias? What do you mean a kezias? You can have 2 kezaisim of sa'ar. You can have 5 kezaisim of sa'ar. Where do we get a kezias? We have a drasha. We have a drasha. Oh, so once already kol reduces us from the 2 kezaisim, maybe we can suggest even if you put on the mizbech a chatzi zayis, you're going to be chayiv from the isad deraisa. Why are you stopping by a kezias?
Okay, yeah.
Teretz is, in order to be over on an isad deraisa, you need a shear. You need a shear. Yom HaKippurim. If you drink only what's in this cup, you potter. You need a shear. So a kezias is a shear. The chiddush is you don't need 2 kezesim. You don't need 2 kezesim.
But the minimal shear
exactly.
That we find.
Exactly. So you want, even though you're not, even though you don't need 2 kezesim, but you at least need a kezias.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you have to release a kezias. How do you know you can go lower than a kezias? Lower than a kezias? Another drasha. It doesn't just say in the word.
To be mitzvah for something.
Mitzvah higher, you can go lower than a kezias. Key call. There's 2 drashas. The drasha call.
Word key.
Key together with the word call. Let's see inside. Okay, back to what we were saying over here. This is the part of the Gemara. Part of the Gemara over here is Enli Elokula. Over here in the Tosfos, the Keman, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines after it gets wide in the middle of the line. We ask all of our listeners to awaken yourself, refresh yourself. So the first Rosh Hashanah, Enli Elokuloi. What does it mean, Kuloi? Perush, Kol HaKoimetz. What's Kol HaKoimetz? The High Nushnei Zesim. If we only came to learn this one Yisoy tonight, it would be Kedai. Yeshakona Oilomo B'Sho'achas. To Fashtan in the depth of this line over here, the Gemara. When it comes to a Koimetz, tell me, Shlomi, how many people do you know the Shir Koimetz? Go stop every person you know and ask them, tell me, what's the Shir Kmitza?
A lot of people wouldn't know it's Kmitza. They wouldn't know.
2 kezesim. That's the shear. Memela, when it says now, there's an isur d'oraisa of a chol so'or lo yisaktiru. If without any drasha, you got to do chayiv the isur d'oraisa of so'or. You got to put on the mizbech 2 kezesim of so'or.
Right, right.
That's what I would think.
Elokul
elokuloi perish kol akoymeitz. Dainu shnei zesim. Dikasavar ein koymeitz pachus mishnei zesim. Miktsosa minayin. Okay, this is goal. Goal, what it says now.
Could you show me where you're up to now? I'm sorry. I had it before.
That was a close call. Okay, Nero de Zero, Chazaz, Dainu Shnei Zaysen. Perish Kol HaKoyim. Dainu Shnei Zaysen. The Kasavar Ein Koymeitz Pachas Mishnei Zaysen. Miktsasai Minayin. And look what he says now, Tosis. Thus named Miktsasai. Perish Chatsi HaKoymeitz, half of the Koymeitz. If the full Koymeitz is two Kizaysen, what's half of two?
One.
Oh, now we go weiter. What about a ruvo minayin? What does that mean? What does it mean, a ruvo?
Mixed.
What does it mean? The hainu chatsi zayis of sa'ar and the chatsi zayis de matzah. The hainu heter mitzarf lisser. Tamula mar kikol. What would happen, according to everyone, if I put on the Mizbech a chatzi zayis of se'or? Would you be chayiv l'chol adeis?
No.
Why not?
Because
it's not a shir. You need a kazayis. You need epis, you need a kazayis. So what's the minimum? The minimum is a chatzi zayis together with another chatzi zayis of a matzah.
But he says it has to be mixed. It has to be inside the matzah.
Do you mix it together? Chveisish, you put it together.
Okay.
Here it is. You put it in this cup over here. You mix it together because you must.
No, but I was thinking, what happens if you put the sa'ar and the half a matzah together, but it's not mixed.
So it doesn't matter. You need to do a ma'isa nesina of on a kazayis. When you put on the fire of the Mizbeach, the act of a placement must be an act of a kezayis.
Yeah.
How much of this kezayis needs to be se'or? Well, we have a double drasha.
Yeah.
We started with the word kol, which took us down to half, but half at least is a kezayis. And kikol says, heder mitzarif le'iser. So you must do a ma'isan nesina on one kezayis. Because you have to have a chosh v'mais in the
seder. By the way, let's say most of it's matzah, three quarters, and it's also...
You're asking a very good question. What's the cutoff point? What do you say?
I don't know.
You have to have at least half. L'choira, mashu is not enough. It's bottle. You have to have at least roif, or at least half. Half of it is good. Once you go below half, l'choira you potter. Because then you don't need to head to head. What are you going to say on a mashu, on a kernel, on a teeny teeny mashu under a microscope? You're going to be chayef? Not mistaken.
So it becomes bottle as if there was no sar.
Exactly. You have to have at least half. You can't say a bit long. Half. 50%. And the chiddush is, you can add another 50 to make it a chosh of a maisa nesina. And the chiddush of kikol is,
you learn that from the word
kikol. There's a double drasha. There's a drasha of kol, a drasha kikol. Now the hashto, we go right over here in the hashto, osi shaper, the omar, k'man kriyab Eliezer, the dorish, kol. A call, I'm winning Shapir, the call also lechatzi koimates, the maisila ki call leiruve, the hainu heter mitstarf le iser kidabrishis. Aval rabbonon, the darshi call, the rabbonon only have one drush available. See, the rabbonon is the rabbi Eliezer, I think you have to change the gears, the darish call, look at oistess. Oistess is, you know, he died, call is good enough. Oistess, the emsil kerbil, the darish call, the cave and the kol also lechatzi. You know, you have to darshan kol first. Once you darshan kol, then you have available to darshan ki kol. How many drashas are there? Is there the point that it all boils down to? Is there one drasha, or are there two drashas? If you darshan kol, then you're gonna have a total of how many drashas? Two. What are the two?
Of kol.
If you do darshan kol, there's a machlokes.
That size is enough.
Everyone's gonna darshan kikol. Less man the pollen. There's no one in the veld, in the ganze veld, mitzilos v'yatzav mechodu v'yad kush sheva the eshel mea medina that doesn't darshan kikol. Everyone darshan's kikol. The question is, do you darshan kol? If you darshan kol, then you have two drashas. You have kol, and now you have another drasha kikol. But if you don't darshan kol, you only have one drasha kikol. So the rabbanon, they don't darshan kol. So what do the rabbanon have? All they have is kikol. What is kikol going to? The rabbanon going to use it for? To take you down from two kizayis into one zayis.
Okay.
But Rabbi Eliezer, he darshan's kol. Rabbi Eliezer darshan's kol, so then he can darshan kol to go from two to one, and then kikol to take you to heter mitzdarif
leiser.
Avol rabbanon, they don't darshan. They don't darshan kol. So they only have one drasha. You only have kikol. So kikol is going to take you from the two kizaisim to one kizayis. But you can have nothing available left over to take you to the next level. And the next level is
Even the next level is going to be
hetem. Exactly.
So let's see in Sabadarshikol.
The word call is going to take you down from two kizaisim to one kizais. A koimeitz is two. A chatzi koimeitz is one.
Yeah.
And now the ma'isi lo the shab the kol also the chatzi koimeitz. The ma'isi lo that's going to be enough. And now when it says ki kol, it's leruvoy da hain hetim zavli yisur kedepreshes like we explained. Aval le rabbanon, but according to the rabbanon, the loy darshi kol. They don't darshin kol. They don't like the word kol. Rak, the only thing that they darshan is ki kol. Ah, lemiktsasai, hainu l'chatzi koimet, shuk zayis shalem. So when they're about it, when they finish the drasha, they only learn out that, that if a person brings sa'ara, kazayis, the son of themselves is going to be chayiv. Avale ruvoi, the hainu hetim zav l'isser, l'isser, tziruf lo yishamin and klal.
Only because it says kiko that comes to let us know one kazai.
Oh, right. You can't go to the second level. You never get to level B. You only go to level A. Frek the Tais is Akasha. The Imtoima. The Abai the Darish Mitzasa.
What does Abaya hold?
I don't know. Let's see what the Gemara is. Abaya the Darish Mitzasa Minayin. The Hainu Chatzi Zais. But Abaya also says this. Abaya, obviously, the Gemara is going to present. In a few moments.
It also holds like the Rabbanan.
Oh, but he doesn't dash and call Abaya. So how is he going to get here? How will he reach Kikol. His destination?
No, but how does
but Kikol is only the first drasha.
But how does Abaya also say Kikol?
That he does dash.
One kizayis.
Only one kizayis. But how?
Abaya.
For sure, everyone darshan's kikol.
Okay.
The only question is, we need to go two levels. The Abaya Dorish Mitzvah. Ein tsarch a ruvay litzarf leiser. The isul lechudei mechayiv gris. I'm not trying to understand what that means. I'm not sure. I know the middle. I'll try one more time. V'im tabel abayi the darish mitzas soy minayin. Hay mechad zayis v'sfila nihol drak Torah. B'pachas mekazayis. My komar a ruvay. I don't know what he means by that. What does the ois gimel on the side of the gemara say? My komar su. A ruvay. He was going back and asking a general question. Abaya holds that when it says in the Gemara the word miktsasa, he's just going back to it. Tosfos says, Hachi Perusha. The Gemara makes two statements. The Gemara says miktsasa and eruva. Right? How did Tosfos Lamaskan learn those words? Miktsasa means one zayas. A ruvay means pachas mikazayis.
That's what Tosfos said.
Right. But Abaya said beferish that miktsasa is pachas mikazayis. So what then does a ruvay mean? If you're going to tell me that Abaya learns and he explicitly says that the word miktsasa means pachas mikazayis, what then is the
where
translation? I don't know where.
Okay.
Course, if you're going to say that the word miktsasa means pachas mikazayis, what left is there to darshan with the word a ruvay? If you're already going to jump to the extreme and you're going to translate the word mitzos to mean pachs, we until now are learning mitzos means one kezias. A ruvai means pachs mikezias. But if you're going to translate the word mitzos to mean pachs mikezias, what then does it mean a ruvai? A ruvai mean ayin. Because we already did it. The Be'isr L'chudim Mechayiv Kedepushas. A ruvai means when it's dissolved. He's just taking a technical point. It's not okay, what we need to know for our Gemara for Dafyom people.
So Dafyom
people, they don't need to know everything. They just need to know something to show off. What that if the Kezayis is not the end, you have Sa'ar.
Ah,
and let's say the Sa'ar, you know, you go to the store. If you go to the store, the litmus test, you go to the store, I say, can I please buy Sa'ar? And they bring you out Sa'ar. What they call. Excuse me, that's not Sa'ar. I'm not paying money for this. This is Sa'ar. The refrigerator broke and it dissolved. It dissolved. It looks spoiled. It looks mochui. It got a little messed up because room temperature wasn't exactly what we expected. But this is real Sa'ar. Very nice. You can consider it Sa'ar. I'm not paying money for this. That's what it means over here. This Sa'ar that's near Elainayim. And then there's a Sa'ar, you know it's Sa'ar, but it's not near Elainayim, it dissolved. It dissolved.
By itself?
Whatever, however it dissolved, by itself.
I thought it meant natural disaster. Inside the matzah, inside the...
There was a lab leak, and the mele dissolved. Something happened to it. It made it look funny. Mochu, that's what it means. The bereishul rabbeduloz nami chetim zahul iser, the irasam nami ksiv kol machmetz leisachil. Okay. So that's, now let's go back to the Gemara. So you're learning over here, Gemara over here. So let's go to the Gemara. Gemara over here says, Ziri Amar Av Sa'ar. We're at the top of the page. Okay, Ziri
says...
So Abaya says,
even if it's not bad.
We didn't get to Abaya. We didn't get, let's read the top of the page, top of the line of the Gemara. Ziri Amar Gemara says, Av Sa'ar Bo'alti. We have two different dinim. We have Mishras. Mishras teaches us when it comes to Nazir. Mitzarev Heter Le'Isser. Ziri. Remember, don't ever forget, forever, Nitzchias, the Shita of Ze'iri. You are a bor she'enim abeti b'bli ayin hara.
Because it says,
he says, the Nayidim Nish, not only when it comes to Nazir. It's Eichet Sa'ar.
Yeah.
We learned today the Sugya of Sa'ar. And Hanazir says, Av Sa'ar b'val taktidu hetem mitzadev le'iser. You can take a chatzi shir of Sa'ar, and a chatzis shir of matzah, you can put them together, and you do a maisa nesina on the eish on the zbeach. Oh, how? Kikol. Kol and kikol. Today drashas. Kol takes you down from two kezesim to one zayis. Kikol goes to the next level to a chatzis zayis.
Yeah.
Okay? Zira mar, I'm sorry, b'chol b'du, k'man k'bi lozar, alaku, the darish, kol. You need to dash.
You were right, not Rabbi Elazar. You were right on.
Well, I have a Lozer in my Gemara. What do you have in your Gemara?
Yeah, I have a Rabbi Elazar.
I have a Lozer, and I have an Ois Aleph. And the Ois Aleph takes to the side over here that says, Tavis, where Rabbi Eliezer on the bottom, the Gilyon.
So you were right all this time. Right?
I don't know. It's on the Gilyon, okay? Okay, the Gemara. Yeah. So Ziramar, by this also Ois Vahada. How do you even mask it? This is Ois Vahada.
Yeah.
Zelba Ois Vahada.
Okay, nice.
Okay, it says over here, Zim is Af Sa'ar B'chol Yodim, Kaman K'rabi Allah, K'rabi Lezer, the Darish Kol, Frek the Gemara, Ihachi, when Chametz Nami, if that's the case, so when it comes to Chametz also, he's going to Darish and Kichol, so it says, what does it say by Chametz? What does it say by Chametz? Now look at the Toysvis, back to Toysvis, Ihachi, when Chametz to Pesach, the Belozer Nami, Heter Mitzaf Le'Isser, the Hasar Nami,
I lost the place.
Now, my Chametz, you don't start off with two Kezesim, my Chametz. When it comes to Minochais, a Kemitza, you need two Drashas.
Yeah.
Because by a Mincha, you start off with two Kezesim, so you need Drash number one to take you to one Kezayis, Drash number two to take you to Heter Mitzaf Le'Isser. But on Pesach, there's a prohibition of Kol machmetzes loy soichelu. What is the shir machmetzes?
Kzayis.
And it says kol. So what does kol do to you? What is to according to your beloved? What is kol going to do? Kol takes you to the next level. Oh, did you ever hear? Did you ever hear anywhere in your whole life, in your existence, in all the span of time anyone ever suggests that when it comes to the Isra Achilas Chametz and Pesach, Heter and Mitzvah for Isra? Did you ever hear? Never. Yeah. Never. So why? But if you do the math, according to Rabbi Elazar, if you dash and call, if you're starting with the Kazayas, call Machmes Lesach as a Kazayas, and it says call, and Rabbi Elazar Darshan's call, so call takes you down to less than a Kazayas through the technique of Heter and Mitzvah for Isra. So, but no one ever said that. You never heard this. In all of the Rosh Hashiva Shiurim that Rabbi Sholeman gave, 7:30, in Knesset Beis HaVigdor, did you ever him talk about a Chiddush, that Kol Machmetzes is Het and Misaf L'Isser? But why not? According to Zirei and according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Darshan's call, we should say the same principle when it comes to Kol Machmetzes L'Isser Chelu.
No, but there it says, keep call.
No,
because
there you're starting off with two kizaisim.
Right.
So you need one drasha to go to.
Oh, so therefore I got it. But he's
saying. But Machmet says you're starting off with one kizais. When he got it, he lights up.
So a second, like so he's asking kashya by chametz. You don't find such a thing. So what are you going to say there?
What
are you going to dash with the word kol?
Iachi got. Yeah. So the Gemara says,
and therefore, what's the kasha now?
So it should be that according to Zeiri and according to Beleza, that when it comes to chametz of Pesach, if a person were to eat a chatzi zayis of chametz together with a chatzi zayis of matzah, he's chayv karas.
Yeah, but we don't. Yeah.
We never heard that.
So therefore, he's trying to slug up that
right.
From before.
Because otherwise, if you're going to be consistent, so the Gemara says lo shamanu ein araya. The Gemara says.
What were you saying now? Oh.
Third.
Enochinami.
According to Rabbi Eliezer, enochinami. You're going to be chayiv heter mitzarif leisur in three cases. Three cases. What are three cases? Mishras nazir. Number two, Sa'or. Number three, Achilas Chometz.
You could be Mistarev?
Yeah, that's what comes out. Yeah. If you have a Chatzi Zayis of Chometz, with a Chatzi Zayis of Matzah, Kach Oysa Hillel Bezman Shabbat, Kach Oysa, not Hillel, Kach Oysa Rabbi Eliezer. Koyrech Chometz U'Matzah B'yach. And L'kayim Asher Nemar, Kol Machmetz Es Lo Yisra Chelu, Hetem mitzdarif leisur, even the zayis.
Yeah.
So do you know want to know the answer? Do you want to know what the answer is?
Me.
By the Gemara, Ella liafuke midabaya.
So one second, the Gemara says. So what's wrong? Chametz you also learned.
The Gemara says enochinami. Ella hochkamen. Tois explains the Gemara. Enochinami. Ella liafuke midabaya. The Amar yesh. Haktara pachas mekazayis kamash melon ein haktara pachas zayis. What is the difference? Tosis. Hachi kama. This soor adifo leashmeinan deloy kabaya. Not like abaya. V'hol kamash melon the ein haktara v'i ika itzef in v'i loy loy v'yoch mifarish lo lebraisa. The parak kol nachas ein liyelo kuloy perish kazayis mikzos the perish chad zayis the hachi isla eru minayin. The Hainu Muit Sa'ar Me'uruf, a little is mixed. The Sa'ar Me'uruf, a little is mixed. But you had to argue Spatel. Tama Kichol, they ain't shak mitziv to Ava Pachat Mekazayis Sa'ar Chayif. You tell me, Lavai Gersh, Bechol Sa'ar Pachat Mekazayis, Lavai Gersh. Yeshlam, the Shani, Gabi Chomet, Tachsim, Be'achilu, Ve'in Achil Pachat Mekazayis. We need to go over this again.
We
need to go over this again, this part over here.
Amen.